about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, HG, Sarah and Vivek with your 10 a.m. headlines. In local news, one of Australia's first steel mills in decades has begun construction in Ipswich and promises to deliver crucial materials for the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. The Swanbank steel mill is expected to be fully operational by the end of 2027 and will produce 350,000 tonnes of steel reinforcing bar, known as rebar, per year. Future Forge Works Chief Executive Rowan Richardson said that he hopes the mill could 100% supply Olympic building projects, but also 90% of Queensland's overall demand for rebar. Our main premise is to provide the lowest operating cost in Australia, and that will take some relief off housing prices and any kind of industrial works, he said. The project will also be more environmentally friendly than traditional steelmaking mills, as it will use an electric arc furnace rather than a blast furnace, which Future Forge Works claims will reduce carbon emissions by 70%. In the last decade particularly, the technology has advanced considerably. A lot of the gas that was used in historic processes has been removed and replaced with electricity, Mr. Richardson said.
In other local news, the Greater Brisbane region is facing a such a chronic undersupply of homes that even its most affordable areas will be priced out of reach for most workers. Forecasts from property developers show that Brisbane and surrounding suburbs will need more than 500,000 more homes by 2046 if it is to have any hope of meeting population demand, but will fall drastically short. On top of this, it is rumoured that cheaper housing options for families, such as Ipswich, Logan and several other western suburbs, will soon become priced out of the market for those looking for a home as outside issues force the price of homes sky high. Brisbane City alone needs more than 210,000 new homes to be built in the next 2 decades, with only 35,000 planned for delivery in the next 3 years, which is severely under the need for the current economy. In national news, the Commonwealth Ombudsman has found that Australian Federal Police are overusing intrusive technology to monitor phones and computers of people suspected of committing less serious crimes than the technology is intended to be used for. The watchdog has come out to say that Victoria and Queensland police were not keeping sufficient records to justify their use of the electronic surveillance powers, while New South Wales police were unable to demonstrate that they were meeting the requirements of the Telecommunications Interception and Access Act of 1979. In a statement, Commonwealth Ombudsman Ian Anderson said that he was concerned for the level of record-keeping by some agencies for the powers. Covert electronic surveillance powers are highly intrusive and impact the privacy of individuals who are unaware and do not have the opportunity to challenge or complain about the use of these powers due to legal loopholes, he said.
In other national news, South Australia's police commissioner has warned fuel retailers that petrol drive-offs are not a police problem and that police may stop investigating petrol drive-offs unless service stations promptly implement prepaid pumps. Police data has shown that fuel thefts have increased across the state, with 221 fuel thefts occurring last week compared to 162 thefts the previous week. 97 of the thefts were committed by first-time offenders, indicating that the theft is likely to increase as the war in the Middle East continues to drive prices up. The police commissioner says that we are also likely to see an increase in other vehicle-related theft, such as fuel siphoning and number plate theft. The commissioner has said that whilst he cannot compel service providers to take preventative action, it is within his power to direct police to stop taking reports of fuel theft. Industry bodies have expressed disagreement with the commissioner's stance, explaining that prepaid pumps are difficult and costly to implement immediately. Australasian Convenience and Petroleum Marketers Association CEO Rowan Lee described the theft as a really serious and costly problem for retailers and described the police commissioner's statements as disturbing.
And in international news, China offered on Wednesday, March 18th, what it said would be energy stability to Taiwan if it agreed to Beijing's rule, part of a campaign by China to convince the island of its benefits of reunification, which it has long rejected. Governments around the world are scrambling for alternative energy supplies during the Middle East war and the severing of shipping lanes through the vital Strait of Hormuz. Taiwan, which had received a third of its LNG from Qatar and sources no energy from China, has said it has secured alternative supplies for the months ahead, including from the United States, the island's main international backer. Chen Binhua, a spokesperson for China's Taiwan Affairs Office, told reporters in Beijing that peaceful reunification would bring better protection for Taiwan's energy and resource security with a strong motherland as its backing. China has long offered Taiwan one country, two systems autonomy if it agrees to be brought under Beijing's control, which no major Taiwanese political party supports. In October, China's official Xinhua news agency mapped out what it said were the advantages Taiwan would enjoy after reunification, including economic support, but said the island had to be run by patriots. China has never reannounced the use of force to bring Taiwan under its control. China, the top oil importer last week, banned fuel exports until at least the end of March, in an attempt to preempt domestic shortages, sources said, curbing exports that last year totaled $222 billion. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with expected showers. It's currently 23.8 degrees with an expected maximum of 25.5. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.